Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of academia.edu, and it's wonderful to have you with us again. Today we're diving into a paper authored by Lotta Bock, along with Eric Riedel and Maddy Harana. The title is A 4-Week Online Compassion and Gratitude Training Program to Enhance Emotion Regulation, Implications for Stress Management and Healthcare Leadership. So, what is this paper really all about? At its core, it asks if a brief, self-directed online program, just 4 weeks long, built around daily loving-kindness meditation and gratitude journaling, can meaningfully improve how leaders manage and regulate their emotions. And, even more, whether this sort of practice actually helps buffer stress, a big topic, especially if you're in healthcare or any high-demand profession. And let's be honest, stress is one of those universal things. If you're a human being, you deal with it, right? So any insights here could potentially ripple into lots of our everyday lives. Okay, before I go further, just a quick note. As always, I'm not endorsing these findings or recommending specific action. I'm here to present the research for you to reflect on, not to hand down absolute truths. Academic work is a conversation, not a conclusion. Now, the big question, why does this matter? Well, emotional intelligence, and specifically the ability to regulate your own emotions, is closely tied to resilience and lower burnout, especially if you lead teams or work in, say, a hospital setting. But the actual evidence is kind of sparse when it comes to short, digital, scalable interventions. Most classic approaches to emotion regulation require a hefty time commitment. Think 8-week mindfulness courses. Who has time for that? So, the idea that a short, accessible program could make a dent, well, that's really something worth exploring. Here's what Bock and their team did. They recruited 45 leaders in Germany from all sorts of fields, not just healthcare, using LinkedIn and Xing, which I always find fascinating. Social media meets clinical psych, right? Anyway, participants got randomly assigned to either an intervention group or a waitlist control group. The intervention group did about 20 minutes a day, loving kindness meditation in the morning and gratitude journaling in the evening, delivered as simple text messages. No fancy apps, just SMS reminders. It's almost retro. Now, how did they measure whether this stuff had any effect? They used something called the Emotional Competence Questionnaire. 4 main parts: recognizing your own feelings, recognizing others' feelings, regulating your emotions, that's the biggie, and expressing them. The researchers really homed in on regulation as the most important dimension. So, what did they find? Ready? Drumroll, it was selective. The only significant improvement over 4 weeks was in emotion regulation. The intervention group got a notable boost here compared to the control folks. Recognizing feelings in yourself or others and expressing them, not much change. But, and here's the key, the area that improved is also the one most strongly tied to resilience and stress coping, at least in past literature. Let me pause there. It's really interesting, right? The practices didn't turn everyone into masters of empathy overnight, but they did help people feel more in control of their emotional responses. For you, if you're listening and thinking about your own stress, maybe you don't need to overhaul your whole personality. Maybe training just this one skill can already make a difference. I don't know. Just putting it out there. The study did have some limits. The sample wasn't specifically healthcare professionals, even though the title says implications for healthcare leadership. So these findings are more, well, conceptual if you work in a hospital. Also, it was a small sample, mostly men, and classic challenge, everything was self-reported. So, did people actually change their real-world behavior or just their answers on a questionnaire? Unclear. An interesting digression, random thought. How different do you think our workplace behaviors are from how we describe them on a survey? I mean, would our co-workers recognize us from what we say about ourselves? I wonder sometimes. Let me remind you, none of this is medical advice or a proven-to-work blueprint. Academia is a process, and this is one study among many. But if you're interested in stress management, or maybe leading teams, especially remotely, there's a takeaway. Even simple, low-cost digital interventions might influence your ability to regulate your emotions, and that's a powerful protective factor. To wrap up, Lotta Bock and the team have added to our understanding of what's possible with brief online practices. The change wasn't global, but the targeted bump in emotion regulation could be practically relevant if you're trying to strengthen your own resilience or to support your team's well-being. More research is needed, especially in healthcare settings, to see if these findings hold and, just maybe, impact workplace outcomes like better patient care or less burnout. Thanks for listening to In Depth with Academia. I hope you found this as intriguing as I did. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember, research is an invitation to think, not a set of instructions. Until next time.